So as we heard, it is opening day for Major League Baseball. And in Arizona, the Diamondbacks opened their season against the Colorado Rockies. Diamondbacks played their first Major League game 20 years ago. And the franchise is celebrating its 20th with a little help from a man who's been playing with the team since the very beginning. From member station KJZZ, Casey Kuhn takes us out to the ball game and behind the scenes to where all that organ music comes from.
To organist Bobby Freeman, this particular rally cheer is the ultimate riff to play at a Diamondbacks baseball game.
Now see, that particular chant, I wouldn't play like for the first batter in the first inning because there's no level of excitement quite yet. So I have to read the game.
The cherry on top, if you will.
It's kind of like having dinner. You start off dinner with hot rolls, and then salad, you know, start your meal. We could start our meal with dessert.
Freeman seems like he wouldn't mind starting with dessert. He's constantly smiling and waving to fans and keeps up the energy that gets him through most spring training games and all 81 home games at Chase Field in Phoenix. Not that hard for a man who grew up loving baseball.
Every time I see myself on the screen, I get excited too. I always tell people I never go to work. I don't have a job.
Freeman's job is more than plunking at the 88 keys, also the number on his jersey. He goes out into the community as an ambassador for the team. On this day, he's playing a spring training game at Salt River Fields in Scottsdale, where the Diamondbacks face the Los Angeles Angels. His booming notes reach all spectators, like 3-year-old Angels fan Wells Liano.
Okay.
And his dad, Jed, who says why he and his son love the organ.
When I'm out here and then you hear it, it's just as much like seeing the grass and the dirt and the sound of the ball and the bat.
78-year-old Diamondbacks fan Nick Rogers turns around to give the organist a thumbs up whenever he can.
I can play along with it, I can clap along with it and sing along with it, and it makes me feel part of the game.
And there's one song every baseball fan, no matter the allegiance, knows. Even after thousands of plays, Freeman never gets tired of playing the song that makes the sport iconic.
It is the fabric of baseball, but it's one time in the game when visiting fans and the home team fans are actually together.
By now, he plays it by memory. In fact, he doesn't really read music at all. It's mostly by ear. Organs were introduced to baseball in 1941. Freeman played organ in Arizona years before the Diamondbacks even arrived. He played for the AAA baseball team Phoenix Firebirds. He played for roller skate rinks, and he played for ballroom dancing clubs. Freeman says there isn't one best organist in Major League Baseball.
If you're lucky enough to have a live organist at your team, that should be the best one you have.
It's a fan service, the organ. For players, they prefer to hear their walk-up music blast through the speakers. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho. Take Archie Bradley, D-backs relief pitcher who picked Jay-Z's public service announcement.
From the moment it bumps to when I like jog out of the pen, it completely locks me in.
And if he had to pick between the organ or top 40.
I'm going top 40. Unless Bobby Freeman's just got some remixes he's going to pull out. You know, I need something that's going to get me going.
Diamondbacks manager Torey Lovello picks up on Bradley's hip-hop vibe for the locker room. But for the tradition, he's all for Freeman.
I know that he's got a great feel for when it's time to really stand on it and play a good song or play a good jingle or play the traditional songs that go along with baseball.
Freeman agrees an all-organ game would probably get old.
There's such a good balance because it's the DJ. It's me, the DJ, me. We mix it constantly.
In the third inning, Freeman plays that high-energy rally as D-backs outfielder David Peralta goes up to bat.
David Peralta.
Freeman stands in as announcer.
Only one out. We have a runner on third. We have a runner on first. A great batter like David. That sounded good.
It's going, going.
And it might be gone. He's out. There it is.
Peralta hits a home run.
And it's all because I played charge. Kidding, kidding.
Could a top 40 song do that? For Here and Now, I'm Casey Kuhn in Phoenix.